whole mission today was to move in peace and to show that LA can be unified. And not to bash the police, but to come up here and get some dialogue and some communication. Because we're all angels, like he said. We're all from Los Angeles. We all represent the same cause. And we all want to go home to our families.
Police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown and not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Hey, fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. A phone in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold in the pager. Searching my car, looking for the products, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. Fuck the police.
Fuck the police and the horse that they rode on.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
This new man out across the city, building up to the offense.
Yes, sir. What we're doing, I have toured over 200 different gang neighborhoods. And what the brothers have asked us to do is a peace movement. And so the offense will be the kickoff of what we're now forming.
Yes,
that's going to be called the United Hood Nation. So Los Angeles is going to have its own replica of the UN that's in New York, but we're going to do it hood style. And when they see the brothers line up in ranks like they are now, it's just magical because it brings out the militant propensity in our people, and it's almost like a ticker-tape parade. And so to tell mothers that we want to show your sons there's a different way. And then when we shake all of these young brothers' hands, they feel a sense of brotherhood. And that's what we want to promote, brotherhood. So now, the Nation of Islam, under my leadership, as I'm being guided by Minister Farrakhan, the hoods trust us now to be the liaisons between all of the hoods, bring them together right before the offense. We're going to have a huge game summit right before we put on this event to get buy-in, to break out the new charter. Of the United Hood Nations and what that represents for all the hoods.
Changing lives.
Absolutely, dear brother. And changing in a way, in the 70s we had a movement. Well, we haven't had a movement since the 92 game truce, 20 years ago. Every 20 years there's a movement in America. And Minister Farrakhan said to me that when the streets unite in Los Angeles, they're gonna unite in Chicago, they're gonna unite in New York, it's gonna happen in Philly, it's gonna happen in Atlanta and in Houston. So what we want these brothers to know that they are responsible, to take responsibility for starting a peace movement since they're known as the gang capital of the world.
We turn now to Chicago, where violent protests erupted early this morning. Hundreds swept through the Magnificent Mile and upscale shopping district there, as you know, looting stores and clashing with police. Videos on social media showing crowds breaking windows and entering luxury retailers. And demonstrators even exchanged gunfire with police at one point. Alex Perez is in Chicago. And Alex, what's the latest from police right now?
Hey, Ariel, just some really jarring images coming out of Michigan Avenue. Now, we still have a lot of unanswered questions, but as you mentioned, this is sort of an upscale luxury area lined with these luxury stores. The neighborhood in that area also mostly affluent. It's called the Gold Coast. And authorities say this all happened, started at about midnight. They say hundreds of looters moved into the Michigan Avenue area and started shattering windows to many of these businesses, stealing the merchandise, and in many cases, filling their cars with the merchandise and taking off. Authorities say this was so well coordinated that it seemed other cars, sort of a caravan of looters, were coming through the area and stealing merchandise. This all went on for several hours. Started about midnight, and authorities say it wasn't until about 3 or 4 in the morning that they were able to get things mostly under control. There were also reports of shots fired at police officers. Authorities say no officers were struck. Now, several of those looters were arrested, but at this point, we still just don't really know what triggered all of this. But as you might imagine, Ariel, just a lot of unrest and uneasiness is seeing this unfolding here in downtown Chicago.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along? I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?